Save app from State Farm. Plus, with new dynamic features like interactive maps and driving tips, the pursuit of your discount is even easier. You can earn up to 30%. Just download the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm to get started. Or call or stop by your local State Farm agent's office and they'll be happy to help sign you up. Call Pete Euler at 620-342-6272 to learn more today.
Discounts vary, not available in all states.
KVOE News Time 826. It is Newsmaker 2 time today. We're pleased to have Courtney Brammer joining us here this morning, talking about a special bingo fundraiser for her dad, who's going through some pretty significant medical issues right now.
All right, Courtney, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Doing good, thanks.
Thanks for joining us here today. How are things going here for your dad at this point in time as we get ready for the bingo activities this weekend?
He's okay. He was admitted back to the hospital on Friday, and then he had surgery yesterday morning again, and it was unsuccessful to stop the blood flow to that fistula. So we are looking at a big surgery where they remove the skull and going through the back of the head, and there's a lot of risks that come along with that, as I'm sure everybody knows. There's always the risk of losing him, so he's ready to come home, so we're going to bring him home this week and kind of weigh out our options as a family and then go from there. But he will be at the event on Saturday, and he is so excited to see everybody. He's really looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, our thoughts and prayers out for you and the entire family. Very, very tough situation. Well, let's talk about the fundraiser for Aaron. Of course, he's a Navy veteran, and you're going to be playing some bingo, I guess, this Saturday at the community building, huh?
Yes, we are. We're going to be playing some bingo, 10 rounds of bingo. We had a local boutique here in Levo donate all of the prizes for the bingo, so everybody's going to get a free t-shirt and koozie and a freshie. So lots of good prizes, and then we've got over 60 items that are going to be a part of the silent auction. It's currently going on online on the event page, so if people search Bingo Fundraiser for Aaron May, it's a public event, so you should be able to find it and find the silent auction. Lots of good stuff going on the silent auction right now.
I'm going to ask, Courtney, I know we asked you this here a couple of weeks back when you joined us, but what was it that kind of drew you guys to bingo as a fundraiser here this weekend?
So he is a part of the Harold Skinny Spats American Legion here in Levo, and they do monthly bingo every month, and they kind of just took this on. It was kind of like my idea, but then they were like, let us do it for you, and let's do an extra bingo this month. So they are providing all the bingo cards and stuff like that, and they really took it and ran with it. So I'm really excited to see what they've come up with on Saturday morning.
So when will you start the activities on Saturday? When do the cards go on sale?
You can arrive at 11. We'll unlock the door at 11. Bingo starts at 11:30.
Okay. How long do you think things are going to go?
10 games, I imagine probably at least an hour and a half, 2 hours. That's normally how bingo lasts when they do regular bingo. So I imagine that it'll probably last about that. The silent auction will end at 1 p.m. that day. The event technically goes until 2:30 because I wanted to give people time to get in on the silent auction and get in. We're also doing a 50-50 raffle. 50% of the proceeds will go to my parents and the other 50 will go to the winner. And then just be able to chat and visit with him.
Again, Courtney Brammer joining us, talking about the bingo activities for her dad, Aaron May, who is coming up here on Saturday. You'd mentioned here about, the concerns, the unease going into, the potential surgery coming up here soon. But talk a little bit about the community support that you guys have had around your family and maybe the area support since Aaron's situation became more widely known.
It's since our last radio interview, the event has grown tremendously, and I have had tons of people reach out, that people that I don't even know that wanted to donate. And it's just been kind of overwhelming with the amount of people that have, really rallied in his corner. I do have to give it to the Walmart truck drivers, his buddies over at Walmart. they have really pulled together, and my dad does not know this, so I hope he doesn't listen to this radio interview, but they are bringing his truck that has his name and his awards on the side down Saturday for him to see. He's not seen it since October. So they're going to be driving his truck down here, and his Walmart buddies are going to be. And I'm sure it'll be a heartfelt reunion for all of them. And Lebo has been amazing. I can't thank the community of Lebo enough. Even Emporia has come together. We've had some businesses from Emporia donate. And I'm overwhelmed with the amount of support that we've gotten. It's great in so many ways.
Well, we hope it continues, and hopefully we have a packed Lebo community building. I have an inkling that it will be, so we certainly encourage people to arrive early. And as Courtney mentioned, doors will open at 11 o'clock this Saturday for the bingo fundraiser for Aaron May, and Aaron will be on hand and is looking forward to seeing everyone. Courtney, we appreciate your time, and our thoughts are with you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right, Courtney Brammer previewing a special bingo fundraiser for her dad, Aaron May, going through some tough medical issues right now, Chuck.
Yeah, indeed. And again, there's space for you taking place Saturday in Lebo here to take part in that bingo fundraiser. Want to let you know here in just a second, we'll be talking with Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan. His biweekly update coming here after a headline segment in just a few minutes. We also are set for an ESU Buzz coming up tomorrow morning.